don't know when this is going to end.
但是我们知道我们有主在保守着我们。
But we know we have a Lord, our Lord, to protect us.
那事实上，你如果查考圣经的话呢，圣经上任何一次疫情的出现，都是神其实在管教以色列人，因为他们的罪在管教。
So if you read your Bible, you will know every time some kind of pandemic happens, it's usually because the Lord is trying to discipline the Jews.
那这样的信息呢，现在好多人不喜欢听，说神一个慈爱的神为什么要审判人、管教人？那我这是根据圣经上所知道的，圣经上没有一次见灾祸，是因为说好像是轻描淡写，都是圣经里面讲的很清楚，都是神降灾，是因为以色列人的罪。
So even though this topic, a lot of people do not like to hear it because they don't like to hear anything about like punishment from the Lord. But I'm just speaking from a biblical point of view. If you read your Bible, if you anytime mention about plagues or any kind of disaster like that, it's usually because the Lord is trying to discipline the Jewish.
但是所以当我们在这个疫情里面，我们知道这样一个信息的时候呢，就是神在向我们讲什么话呢？最主要的知道就是神要让我们回转归向他。
So the most important thing is when we know about when this thing's happening, the Lord, why is that happening? Because the Lord wants us to return our heart to Him.
那以色列人经过很多的苦难，包括第二次世界大战，几百万的这个犹太人被杀死，但是他们心里面心存一个东西，一个信念，就是耶和华本为善，神是一个好的神。
So even though the Israelites has been through so many trials, especially during the Second World War, they lost millions of lives. But there is something firm in their heart. They know that the Lord is good.
这一切，神的心意都是善的。
So every thought of the Lord is for good. It's not for evil, it's for good.
那有时候在今天的时代呢，好多人去追究这样一个原因，说瘟疫的原因究竟是什么，我们有很多的说法。
So even though sometimes we are trying to determine what's the reason behind all this and why there's a virus and we're trying to understand all these things.
但是耶稣也给他的门徒讲，那就说你们若不悔改都要如此灭亡。最主要的问题不是他的原因，这个人犯了什么罪导致这样的结果，而是说你们若不悔改都要如此灭亡。
But the Bible says, if you do not repent, you will be all like that. The Bible never discussed the reason why things happen, but it just says you have to repent in order to avoid any of this.
另外一些时候呢，这个他们看到一个瞎子，生来就眼瞎的，就门徒就问耶稣，这个人眼瞎是因为他父母的罪呢，还是他自己的罪呢？
So that was a story about a blind man, and then the disciples asking Jesus, how come this man is blind? Is it because he sinned or his parents sinned? And Jesus said,
耶稣就这样说，这不是他父亲的父母的罪，也不是他自己的罪，而是要显出神的荣耀来。
So Jesus says not that he sinned or his parents sinned, but it is for the glory of the Lord to reveal.
那今天我们的疫情究竟是谁的罪？这个问题不是最重要的，而是说要显出神的荣耀来，显出神的慈爱来，人要明白这个信息要我们做什么。
So when we look at this pandemic right now, it's not about whose fault it is, but rather just this thing is going to reveal the glory of our Lord.
那所以当我们讲到这个圣灵在带领我们的时候呢，圣灵向我们讲话的时候，有好多东西会清楚在我们的眼前，但是我们要知道我们清楚知道很多信息的目的是要做什么。
So when we talk about the power of the Holy Spirit, a lot of things going to reveal clearly to us, but we need to understand what is the motive. I mean, what's your motive? Like, if something is made clear to you, so what is it? What's the reason behind that?
不是这个后面的原因，而是说神要把我们带到什么一个结局，这个很重要。
So it's not really about the reason, but it's what it's rather the destination that the Lord is trying to lead you into.
所以在婚姻家庭里面也是一样，在我们的学业里面也是，有些事情发生的时候呢，我们就会说谁的问题？是你的问题呢，还是是我的问题呢？是你这样做错呢，那样做错呢？这个不是问题的关键。
So same as in your marriage, your family, or in your education, like a lot of times when things happen, you will say, okay, is it my fault or is it her fault or his fault? But that's not the thing that you should be caring about, but rather than 你应该 care 什么？
那最主要的呢，从这些信息里面，我们要聆听神，就说神啊，你在向我讲什么？神的目的说是耶和华本为善，他有一个善意在这里面要来赐福给我们。
So you have to look. We have to know that the Lord is good. So what is it that the Lord is trying to speak to you, in the things that you have been through?
那如果懂得的时候，懂得我们安静在主的面前的聆听圣灵的时候呢，就知道神要借着这些事情呢，操练我们更多的彼此相爱，更多的来依靠神。
So if you quiet yourself down and have a heart to listen, then you will know that the Holy Spirit is, it's helping you so that you have more love in you, so that you can love others.
那今天呢，我们再次要讲这个圣灵向我们讲话啊。耶稣说："我的羊听见我的声音。
So today we're gonna continue on how to listen to the voice of the Lord. So, as we said earlier, the sheep listens to the voice of the shepherd.
啊，上次我们也讲了，就是说，事实上跟随圣灵的时候呢。"那进入这个灵界的时候呢，当灵来带领我们异梦异象啊，像这的，是不是会出错呢？是会有出错的时候。
So last time we talked about like if you are trying to follow the voice of the Holy Spirit, so will you make mistakes sometimes? Yes, you will.
那事实上呢，在过去的教会和当今的教会呢，因着跟随圣灵呢，出过很多的错，所以好多的牧者。和弟兄姐妹呢，就害怕圣灵，说我们干脆就拿着圣经，就按照圣经上的去做就可以了，不要圣灵，不要听见圣灵讲话啊，也不要看到异梦异象，这样不稳妥。我们就是看圣经就对了。
So indeed, in the past, in the history of Christianity, so a lot of church has been made a lot of mistake because they were led by the Holy Spirit. So that's why right now a lot of church avoid talking about the power of the Holy Spirit because they don't want their visions or dreams because they are trying to avoid making mistakes. Rather, they will just base everything on the Bible and just learn the Bible solely.
但是呢，这并不是一个解决问题的办法。为什么呢？因为耶稣讲得非常的清楚，他将来要差派圣灵来，要告诉我们其他的事情。
But this is not a solution because Jesus has already stated that in the coming days he will send down the Holy Spirit so that we can, we will listen to the Holy Spirit.
在这个约翰福音的16章清楚的讲到呢，就是说。他说我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了。
So,
值得圣灵来了以后呢，他要引导你们进入一切的真理。
So that's why in Book of John, Jesus said that he has a lot of things to say to us, but you cannot accept it right now. That's why he will send down the Holy Spirit, so that we can follow the Holy Spirit, listen to the Holy Spirit.
因为他说有好多的事情我要告诉你们。但是呢，我现在告诉你们，因为你们担当不了，或者你们不能领会。
Because he said that he has a lot of other things to tell us, but because we cannot accept it right now, that's why he will send down the Holy Spirit.
担当不了是什么意思呢？今天我把这些东西告诉你呢，你会吓死，你会死掉，你会承担不了。
So what does it mean when he said that we cannot bear the things that he said right now? Because the things that he will say right now might scare you to death.
那我认识一个弟兄呢，他的这个儿子呢，在5、6岁的时候呢，祷告常常看到异象。他看到的异象呢，是未来的战争里面，可能是第三次世界大战还是什么，那些人呢，突然倒下去，就变了形状，就死掉了，变得很奇怪的形状，他就很害怕。 但是呢，那个孩子好在神赐给他很强的信心，后来非常敬畏神。
So I remember one of my brother, sorry, brother's son. He was only 5 years old, but he was receiving a lot of vision from the Lord. He will see things that happening in the future, maybe some disaster going to happen in maybe a third world war. So he will see people that will suddenly die and turn into different kind of shapes. But luckily, God gave him a lot of strength and faith. So he wasn't scared, but he has a great faith in the Lord.
那所以呢，就是说，像这样的事情，如果神都提前告诉我们呢，我们走不了这条道路。
So that's why if the Lord tell us everything ahead of time, this kind of thing ahead of time, you won't be able to walk to the end.
那不信主的人闭着眼睛走，死了就死了；信主的人睁着眼睛走，还要经历这样的灾难，那不是很荒唐、很恐怖的一件事情吗？
So those who do not believe, they will just close their eyes and, they will be blinded until the end. But those who can see, they will see all this disaster that's going to happen. Isn't that something like really dreadful for people like who can see?
所以耶稣就说呢，只等圣灵的，真理的圣灵来了以后呢，他要引导你们进入一切的真理，就说一步一步带领你们进入。
That's why he said that when the Spirit of Truth comes, he will guide us into all the truth.
那当真理的圣灵来的时候呢，第一个叫做真理的圣灵，就是说他不会偏离真理，圣灵带领我们的时候不会偏离真理。
So the Spirit is also known as the Spirit of Truth. So when he comes, he will lead us into truth, not into like other things, like other false things.
那后面他又加了一句话呢，他说：“引导我们进入或者明白一切的真理。
So he said he will guide us into all truth, or, in other words, help us to understand all the truth.
”那我讲过很多次，这个真理呢，原文阿赖耶就是真实，要进入真实，就是神的那个真实里面去。就是呢，真正的能够立得住的东西，就像一个大石头一样，在那个地方你可以建房子。神要带领我们进入这样的真实。
As I said earlier, the word truth, alias, also means, God's reality. It's more like, it's something that's so real, like a foundation that you can build your house on.
所以，但是呢，神要我们逐步的来进入这样一个真理，又。谁来带领呢？是圣灵来带领。
So that's why the Lord is going to lead us all into all truth, led by the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵呢，就是灵。
So Holy Spirit is a spirit.
我们必须要知道他是灵。
We have to know that he's a spirit.
那在这个 King James Version 钦定本里面呢，英文的翻译把它翻译作 Holy Ghost。
So in the King James Version, it said the Holy Spirit was translated into Holy Ghost.
Ghost 是什么呢？就是鬼，就是神圣的鬼。
So ghost, in other words, like some in Chinese, it also means evil, so like holy evil or something like that. Ghost, Holy Spirit is like some kind of evil.
那就是说，这是一个灵，我们必须要知道它是灵。
We have to know it's a spirit.
那如果读过约伯记的人，你就知道呢，这个天上有好多事情在发生，神、撒旦在那边有好多的事情在发生。
So if you have read the book of Job, you will know that there's a lot of things that are happening in the heavenly realm.
那当天上事情发生的时候呢，就彰显在地上，
So
啊，地上就会出来结果。
when the things that are happening in the heavenly realm, those things will appear in the natural realm.
但是地上事情发生的时候呢，大部分的人是不明白天上发生了什么事情。
So when things are happening on earth, most people do not understand what is really going on.
那所以你读约伯记的时候呢，他的这个约伯的朋友呢，那些都是学问很深的人，都是很敬畏神的人，就开始来安慰他。安慰他的时候，跟他坐下来进食、祷告7天啊，哀哭7天啊，就很同情他。 但是呢，他们所讲的话几乎都不是神的心意。
So remember the his Job's seven friends, even though they were holy, they were educated, they know a lot of things about the Lord, and they came and fast and they cried with Job for 7 days, but the things that they were discussed about what wasn't pleasing to the Lord.
他们讲的东西好像都很有道理，来安慰约伯。但是呢，神最后说什么？神说：“你们讲的都不如我约伯，我的仆人约伯的。你们要让约伯为你们来献祭，是对。
So even though things that they say seems reasonable, but the Lord in the end said that none of you has said anything has no none of you was better than Joe, so Joe has to pray for you to just pray for all of you so that your sins can be forgiven.
那他们用他们很多的关于神的知识、智慧来安慰约伯的时候呢，就是来说约伯，你今天这样的灾难临到你，是因为什么原因？你犯了什么罪，或者怎么样怎么样？因为神要管教你，因为神怎么样怎么样？但是最后呢，其实他们对神的心意一无所知。
So based on their own knowledge, they were trying to tell Job the things that were happening to Job was because some kind of sin that he had committed, some kind of trials that the Lord trying to test him and stuff like that. But none of the things that they said was pleased by the Lord. So it wasn't his intention.
那我听袁志美讲的一篇道，讲到这个约伯记，他说：“那为什么这些人讲的话不中生的心意，怎么长篇加论大论要记载在圣经里面呢？这不是浪费吗？这是玷污了神的话吗？”
So I remember hearing a preacher talking about the book of Joel. He was asking this question. So how come like if the Lord wasn't pleased with what they said, but still the Bible recorded all of these things that they said, you know, like it takes out a lot of words and you know face like texts and chapters. So why is that still written and recorded in the Bible?
那这个圣经里面约伯记里面很大的篇幅，可能1/3的在记载，就是这些朋友们在安慰约伯的时候说的那些根本不合神心意的话。
So indeed, about 2/3 of the chapters on Book of Job are recorded for those friends were trying to like comfort Job, like things that wasn't pleased to the Lord.
那袁志明讲了一句话，其实神把这个东西写在那里，就是让人知道呢，世人知道呢，世人大部分时间对神的理解呢是胡说八道。
So this preacher concluded that the reason why these things were recorded in the Bible because the Bible was trying to convince, trying to tell us that the most things that we know about the Lord are nonsense. Like, you know, like the things that we talk about, the Lord is not, you know, any truth about the Lord.
那第二次根本就不认识神，胡说八道，为什么要记载在圣经里面呢？
So how come it's still recorded in the Bible if this is all like bullshit?
但是你要知道，神让人知道自己胡说八道这件事情对人是非常重要。
But you have to know that, for the Lord telling you that the thing that you said was bullshit is important because he is trying to let you know that you don't know anything.
弟兄姐妹，当我们知道自己不知道的时候，那是多么有福的一件事情。
So how blessed is that when we actually know that we know nothing?
现在多少的问题出在就是人认为他自己知道。
So there's a lot of problems that were created because man thought that they know.
那夫妻为什么离婚？因为当时他们两个人看的都太清楚，对未来看的也很清楚。按你的办法，将来我们家就完了。按我的办法，这是最好的。
So how come marriage broke down? Because they know too much. They will say, okay, you do this, if we do things your way, our future will be a failure. So, you know, like you have to do it my way.
如果他们读了约伯记的话，知道自己都是胡说八道，这知道自己无知的话，那他就幸福的生活着。
If they have read the book of Job, they know that they don't know, then they will be live happily ever after.
讲到这里的时候呢，就是说我们必须要让圣灵来带领。
So that we have to be led by the Holy Spirit. There is no other option.
啊，我们上一次讲到关于保罗，对不对？保罗传福音，他要向东走，向西走。如果他不听圣灵的，结果完全不一样。
So last time we talked about Paul, whether he should go east or the west. If he has, if he made the decision to follow his own ways, things will fall apart and into different directions.
他虽然是一个非常爱神的人，对圣经非常的清楚，他按照他对自己圣经的理解，如果做一个决定，而不是按照圣灵的带领，他结果完全不一样。
So even though he knows a lot about the Bible, like if he loves the Lord, but if he listens to his own knowledge, his own thought rather than the Holy Spirit, the end result will be completely different.
所以今天我们不能因为就是追随圣灵呢，好多现象出现，我们不能明白或者犯了错误就不追随圣灵。
So that's why if we are afraid of making mistakes, you know, like when we follow, trying to follow the Holy Spirit, and so we stop following him, so it will feel foolish.
那好多时候我们向灵界来关闭，我们就是从用知识的角度去明白圣经，这个就是一个 disaster。
So if we're trying to understand from a, you know, like a logical point of view rather than following the Holy Spirit, the end result will be a disaster.
因为我们对灵界关闭，但是灵界是非常的真实，灵界要决定地上所表现出来的一切。
So if we close down to the Holy, the spiritual realm, but the spiritual realm is real, it's something that is happening, and everything happening in the spiritual realm will be revealed in the natural realm.
你知道世界历史上真正这个无神论的时间呢，只有最多100年的时间。
So do you know in the history, so the period of like atheists is probably only about like less than 100 years.
你知道全世界6000年的历史里面，就是说，不管是他信什么神、信什么鬼，都是有神的。
So in the history of maybe 6,000 years of human history, or whether they believe in this or that, but they still believe in some kind of God.
他们认识知道灵界是存在的。
Because people know that the spiritual realm is real.
即使在这短短的100年这个无神论存在的这个期间呢，其实呢，第一个时间很短，第二个呢，也区域也很小。
So when we talk about people like atheists, like even though the time period is very short, about less than 100 years, and also the region of those people who believe in no God is very, the geographic area is also very small as well.
那就有很少的一些国家呢，就开始被这个叫做这个唯物主义的思想所主导，就进入这样一个无神论的这样一个世界观里面去。
There's only a very few countries that they do not believe any God that is existed.
即使这些声称是无神论的人群里面呢，你好多人你发现他也在拜一些东西。
So even among those people who claim that they are atheists, they still believe in or worshiping some kind of God.
我记得，在我回国有一次呢。我去看望我一个同学的父母，因为同学在加拿大留学，他的父母在中国是我们的老乡，他的父母是退休的革命老干部。
So I remember going back to China and visit one of my friend's parents. They were retired and they were communist, right? 是不是吗？
This is official retired.Officials.
Government officials, yes.
Very high level officials.
Okay.
很高的职位上下来。那我去看望他们，他们也非常的热情啊。那到了时候的话呢，这个地委书记啊，退休地委书记的这个太太，她就说我要去烧香了。我在那边告诉这要给菩萨要去烧香了。地委书记共产党员，两个人都是共产党员，那个菩萨要去烧香呢。
so like we had a good conversation, and then all of a sudden his wife said, oh, okay, it's time for me to burn the incense to my God. And then I was like, oh, how come you are communist? Like, I'm just supposed to be like atheist and do not believe in anything, but how come you still go and burn incense?
Oh,
okay. I wasn't telling them, but I wasn't questioning them, but I'm just questioning them inside my heart.
所以呢，就是说，其实无神论这样一种思想，或者对灵界不认识、不开放这样一个思想，这是很小的一部分。那我们今天讲呢，就是我们不能独善其身，我们也必须要知道这个世界上很多人跟灵界在打交道。
So what I'm saying is that there is only very small percentage population that are actually atheists, and we have to know that the spiritual realm is real.
那这个所以呢我们必须要来这个真实灵界打开的时候呢我们最主要的就是要来跟随圣灵啊这就对了。那其他的什么啊我们不明白的现象啊魔鬼的现象呢那是一个很小的问题。当我们跟随圣灵的时候那个变成一个很小的问题。
So when the spiritual realm is open, we should only following the leadership of our Holy Spirit. So like other stuff, like other phenomena, like unusual phenomena or like a Satan activity and stuff like that, you have to know that these are only small problems in the spiritual realm. So the main thing is for us to follow the Holy Spirit.
所以撒旦呢现在用一个伎俩又是一个欺骗的伎俩就是让基督徒呢惧怕灵界的东西。最后呢他把别的人呢骗到这个灵界去他来去来欺骗他。
So,
基督徒呢失去了圣灵的能力。
So is it some kind of trap that the Satan is trying to trap us so that we will fear, you know, like any kind of, we will fear that we'll make mistake in the Holy Spirit so that we do not use the power of the Holy Spirit. So the Christians are losing that power.
所以就是我们在这个过程里面呢就是说我们必须要知道就是说既然灵界是真实的魔鬼是真实的呢我们更要认识神的灵。
So, the most important thing is that since we know that the spiritual realm is real, Satan's real, we have to follow Holy Spirit.
那有人说这个那我跟随圣灵为什么会出现一些现象我们不明白或者是有时候甚至陷入一些虚假的东西呢
And some people will question like, how come I was still falling into you know like how come I still make mistake in the Holy Spirit and to the point that maybe you know I got sidetracked into something that is not not true
事实上、yeah. 就是有很多人在这个过程里面、啊、经历过一些追求圣灵的时候呢最后出现一些很大麻烦的事情也经历过我自己也处理过不少这样的事情。
Yeah, so indeed there's a lot of people when they are led by the Holy Spirit, they're trying to pursue the Holy Spirit, but they led into all kind of things, problems, and even I myself have dealt with this kind of stuff before.
所以我们今天要来根据圣经呢要来学习这是非常重要的。
So that's why we have to learn through the Bible to understand it.
所以我们今天呢就是说要讲讲这个在圣灵带领的就是我们在追求或者跟随圣灵的时候呢灵界的这样一个异梦异象啊先知的恩赐出现的时候会出现一些错误的东西。我们看看圣经里面怎么讲。
So if you're trying to pursue the Holy Spirit when you have dreams and visions, there are times that you will make mistakes. So we'll just go to the Bible and see and try to understand.
我再次要强调，今天我们讲的东西呢，你就有的人可能觉得离我太遥远了。那我这是今天做我的工作，吃我的饭，我也过一个安静的生活。但是弟兄姐妹，我们不是孤岛啊！现在的世界外面很多人，包括西人，都在搞灵界的东西，所以我们将来要不是这一群。
So you may say, okay, this has nothing to do with me. I'm just gonna live my quiet life. But you have to know that these things are real, and a lot of people are practicing, like they are practicing, like things like that in the evil, the spiritual realm. So we really have to understand and know it.
现在好多的白人，因为教会不能给他们提供这个灵里面的帮助，他们去做这个印度教的东西、佛教的东西，这个布哈伊，还有这个超觉静坐。好多的东西搞，有的人在搞外星人，就是说他们在搞这些东西。
So right now in the Western world, because the church was not able to provide like any spiritual kind of guidance to them, and a lot of people are going, you know, into Buddhism and you know, like gods from the Eastern world, and you know, like it's even into UFOs stuff like that.
就是。跟他们谈论的过程里面就知道他们对这个灵界呢极其的渴望，渴望一个超自然的能力。
So when you talk to them, you will know they have this desires to know the spiritual realm. They want spiritual powers.
所以我们今天呢，我们不可能在这里说，哎，我就过我的小日子，这是不可能，因为我们必须神会裁判我们出去呢，帮助那些周围的人。
So that's why I say that it is impossible for you just to sit back and, you know, not recognizing any of this, just trying to live your life, but it's impossible. We have to one day step out and help these people.
有些人可能明显的没有告诉你他在搞一些灵界的东西，但是呢，因着现在这种罪恶的增加呢，那个邪灵就是说对人的一种影响力呢，不断不断的在增加，比如抽大麻呀，性错乱啊。好多的东西导致很多人不莫名其妙的一些行为的现象。
So even though people may not tell you that they are doing evil practices, but still, because sins are increasing and increasing, and Satan has more powers over people, that's why we see a lot of things about like sexual problems, like drugs problems. These kind of things were impacting people more and more.
所以呢，就是我们必须要来知道圣经上怎么写关于假先知、正先知，关于圣灵、邪灵。
So that's why we have to read our Bible to see the true prophet, the false prophet, the Holy Spirit, and the evil ones.
要建立我们一个分辨的能力。
So that you have this discernment in you.
不仅要有分辨的能力，而且我们要先在圣灵的带领里面呢，来释放别人从邪灵的捆绑里面出来，得自由。
Not just receiving your discernment, but you have to walk in with the Holy Spirit so that you can release those people from the evil ones.
那今天我们就要讲一种现象，一种就是说我们中间可能出现一些假的、虚假的这种就是歧视的现象。
So, I'm going to talk about, one perspective, like how come you will receive like false, people will receive false revelations.
我们到这个生命记十三章。
We will turn to the book, 什么 Deuteronomy 吗
？Deuteronomy,
yes.
13.
Up to 13.
那我们读从这个第一节读到第五节啊，第一节读到第五节，完了，安娜再用英文来读。
Chapter 13, verse 1 to 5.
你们中间若有先知或是做梦的起来向你显个生计启示，对你说，我们去随从你素来所不认识的别神侍奉他吧，他所显的生计启示虽有应验，也不可听从那先知或是那做梦之人的话，因为这是耶和华你们的神试验你们，要知道你们是尽心尽性爱耶和华你们的神，不是你们要顺从耶和华你们的神，敬畏他，谨守他的诫命，听从他的话，侍奉他，转靠他。那先知或是那做梦的，既用言语叛逆那领你们出埃及地救赎你脱离为奴之家的耶和华你们的神，要勾引你们离开耶和华你们神所吩咐你们所行的道，你便要见他致死，这样就把那恶从你们中间除掉。
OK, Book of Deuteronomy chapter 13 verse from 1 to 5. If a prophetone who foretells by dreams appears among you and say and announces to you a miraculous sign or wonder, and if the sign or wonder of which he has spoken takes place, And he says, let us follow other gods, gods you have not known, and let us worship them. You must not listen to the words of that prophet or dreamer. The Lord your God is testing you to find out whether you love him with all your heart and with all your soul. It is the Lord your God you must follow, and him you must revere. Keep his commands and obey him. Serve him and hold fast to him. That prophet or dreamer must be put to death because he preached a rebellion against the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt and redeemed you from the land of slavery. He has tried to turn you from the way the Lord your God commanded you to follow. You must purge the evil from among you.
好，谢谢安娜的放译。你读到这句这段经文的时候，我不知道你有什么感受。
So what do you feel after you read this scripture?
那有人可能第一个看到的神，我们讲的耶稣，就看到这个旧约里面的神呢这么厉害，这样的先知起来做一个梦要。讲把人要他们去拜别神，他就要说吩咐怎么样，要把他治死，要把他治死。
Oh. Yeah, so you may say, okay, the Lord is so sharp because he's ordering people to put the prophet to death because of some kind of evil that he did.
那事实上，你如果继续读下去的话呢，后面讲的更厉害，说是谁听见这个人。这个带领讲这些话要勾引人去敬拜别神的，你要听到的人想要杀他，你要下手。第九节讲，所以你听起来这个神呢太残忍了，太厉害。
So you may see, so if you continue to read, you will see how severe the punishment would be. So you may say, okay, how come this God is so, you know, so cruel? Like even if you listen.If the person that hear the word from the false prophet, he has to be the one who killed that prophet, false prophet.
那就是说，如果我们中间有弟兄姐妹啊，如果有做梦啊，做什么呢？最后搞错了，对吧？把人领偏了，对不对？难道要致死吗？
So if someone had a dream about you or something else, and he lead you into a wrong place, will you?Do you have to put that person to death?
那神的话呢，并没有改变，但是我们要告诉大家这个好消息。好消息就是耶稣来呢，就是承担我们的罪，这一点非常的重要。今天呢，我们不用把石头砸死，被砸死或者砸死。
So, the word of God never changes. But the good news is today we have Jesus Christ to die for us so that we don't need to throw a stone and put someone else to death.
或者我们自己也不用被打死。
Or you don't have to put to death. You don't have to be put to death because some mistake that you have made.
事实上我们真的好多时候也会犯错误。
So indeed, a lot of times we ourselves make mistakes.
那我们要先读一些经文，就是对这个经文呢，在新约的亮光里面要有一个正确的一个认识。
So we have to read another scripture to in the New Testament to reveal light to us.
那约翰福音十二章四十六节到这个四十八节，就讲到呢，耶稣来的使命是什么。
So Book of John, chapter 12, 第几节
46 to 48.
From 46 to 48, a mission that why Jesus was sent to the earth.
他说呢，意思就是我来到世上，世上来，那是光，叫方信我的，不住在黑暗里。
So he said,
如果有人听见我的话，不遵守，我不生怕。我本来不是要审判世界，那是要拯救世界。起决我不领受我话的人，又审判他，就是我讲的道，在末日要审判他。
完了吗
？46 to 48.
Okay. John chapter 12, 46. Okay, I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me shall stay in darkness. As for the person who hears my word, but does not keep them, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save it. There is a judge for the one who rejects me and does not accept my words. That very word which I spoke will condemn him at the end, at the last day. For I did not speak of my own accord.
好，谢谢。那耶稣呢讲得很清楚，就他来到世界呢，就说不是为了审判而来，为了拯救而来。
So he said the mission that he was sent to the world was not to condemn, but not to judge, but to save the world.
那审判不审判呢？还是要审判。审判的事情，第一个，现在呢，审判在耶稣的身上，只是耶稣为我们担当；将来呢，就是有末日的审判。
So, but still, there is a judgment. So the first judgment that Lord, that Jesus has already been condemned, already suffered, already put to death on behalf of us. But also there is the end time judgment as well.
所以他说呢，有人听见不领受我话的人有审判他，就是我所讲的话在末日要审判，就这个审判呢将来推迟到末日再去审判。
So that's why he said in the last day, the words that he has spoken will condemn the person. So in the end days, in the last day.
读到这个生命记十三章的时候呢，在耶稣这样一个亮光里面，就知道呢，就是神呢，因着耶稣的缘故呢，他不会把我们一棍子打死啊，不会来现在就来审判我们，是永远给我们机会，可以来学习，可以来纠正，可以来悔改。
So, if you read Deuteronomy chapter 13, then you will know because of what Jesus has done for us, so that the Lord is not going to condemn us and not to put all of us to death, but there will be judgment at the end days, end times.
那今天给大家讲的时候呢，就是很多人可能对旧约里面的神和新约里面的神呢，有时候觉得对不起来，其实是同一个神，同样要审判，同样要拯救，但是呢。因着耶稣担当了，我们今天就是基督徒呢，是活在恩典里。
So, a lot of people have this confusion about the Old Testament and New Testament. They felt that the Lord from the Old Testament and New Testament do not align, but it is the same Lord. There will be judgment, but because what Jesus have done for us, so He already died for us for our sins, so our sins have already been judged or been justified.
那所以呢，就是我们今天首先大家也知道呢，就是当我们读到这段经文的时候呢，不要，怀着一个对神一个不应当的一个惧怕，啊，他说耶和华本为善。
So when you read the Bible, please, this scripture, please do not have a false understanding of the Lord. You have to know that the Lord is good.
另外呢。我们要知道，就是说这个十三章讲的这个情节呢，是非常严重的一个情节。
And second of all, you have to know the thing that described in Deuteronomy chapter 13 is a very extreme example.
那这些人呢，就是说当他做梦意象呢，是他要让人去拜别的神，偏离耶和华的道。
So, the dreamers had a dream, and it was leading people to a false god, other gods.
那为什么这种事情这么严重？对神来说这么严重，的惩罚是非常厉害。为什么是这么严重呢
？So how come the penalty is like so severe?
弟兄姐妹，你知道把人从神的道路上引开呢？事实上是一个生和死的问题。
So because you have to know, to lead somebody else, into a different God is a matter of life and death.
就像把一棵树呢，就是说本来长得好好的根，就像这个根是上帝，对吧？在溪水边，根庞大的，这是上帝，上面长了一棵树，他就告诉别人那个树啊，我把你砍下来去，栽到一个塑料很漂亮的一个塑料树根上面，就是这么回事。
So it is similar to a tree, growing by the water, like meaning that the root is from God and is planted by God. And then you tell this tree, I'm gonna chop you down, and then I'm gonna put you into a different plastic roots so that you can grow under plastic roots instead. It's just similar to that situation.
那事实上就是这样，神是真正的生命的源头。但是呢，我们这个假先知来呢，就带领我们或者做梦的来呢，就是让我们呢从这个根上挪走呢，去撞到一个看起来很漂亮的根上面，但是那个根是没有生命的。这个就是把人从生命带到死了。
So, God is the life. So just like the false prophet, he sees some false visions and trying to transfer this true plant. From a real root into some kind of beautiful, but it's fake plastic for roots. So it's matter of life, and that's what it is.
所以圣经里面讲呢，撒旦他起初就是撒人的，是骗人的，是撒人的。
So that's why the Bible.
他是撒人，那他撒谁了？他跟亚当说，只是吃了一个果子嘛，亚当不活得好好的吗？
So that's why the Bible says that Satan was the one who murders, who tells lies. So you will say, how come he is a murderer? Isn't that Adam still alive and lives well after he ate the fruit?
那事实上呢，亚当从那个时候开始听了撒旦的话呢，就死亡就进入了这个世界。
So indeed, after Adam ate the forbidden fruit, death entered into the world.
今天我们好多时候对这段经文，对创世纪这个死亡这些东西，我们不太有感受，觉得好像没什么了不起的。
So, today you may not have, you may not relate too much about the Old Testament, about things that happening in the Garden of Eden, because you cannot relate.
那么今天因为这个世界已经习惯了这样一种模式，所以呢，对死亡、生老病死，觉得是一个正常的一个 cycle。正常的一个轮回，其实不是这样的。生一开始造不是这样。
So you will feel maybe growing up and getting sick and dying is a natural phenomenon, but it's from the beginning it wasn't like that.
我记得很早以前给也对国内来的夫妇传福音，这个他们俩品性都特好。我很记得很太太先生都非常好。我们讲到创世纪亚当吃了上恶树的果子，他们就回去读创世纪。
So I remember meeting a couple from China. They were very educated, very, very nice couples. So I was telling them about the gospel and then we talk about Adam and Eve. So they went back to read to read Genesis, Book of Genesis.
后来读完以后，他第二次我们聊的时候，他说没有啊，这个亚当活得好好的，又活了900多岁，比我们活得还长啊。我们今天也活得好好的呀，我们为什么需要耶稣啊？对不对
？So they came back the next time after they read Book of Genesis, and they come back and say, "No, the Adam lived well, and he lived for more than 900 years, and he didn't die, and we lived well as well. So why do I still need Jesus?"
因为这是我们今天这个人类在这个死亡里面已经很长时间已经不自觉，当时神创造人的时候是不要进入死亡的。
So because today we have already been through a lot of things in the earth, and we felt that death is a natural phenomenon, but in the beginning it wasn't God's plan to have people die, to have death.
所以就是对神来讲呢，人的死亡。人的死亡就是不是今天死明天死的问题，不是十岁死和一百岁死的，十岁死人就很痛苦，一百岁死人就说、他活够，不是这样。对神来说，死亡就是死亡，对人是一个非常残酷的事情，所以神要拯救人。
So death to God has a different meaning.With us, so you may say, okay, if person dies at 10 years old, it's a sad thing. But if he dies at age of 100, then it's good because he has lived a long life. But to God, it's different. Death is death.
那所以呢，就是生整个的 plan， 因为生多一种的爱呢，让人从这种愚昧无知里面就脱离出来。那人的愚昧无知就是十岁死就很惨，一百岁死就不惨，这是非常愚昧的一件事情。 神说：“你不要愚昧了，我要把你拯救出来，你要活着，你要活着。
So that's why God wants us to save us from all this foolishness, because you think, okay, person dies at 10, sad, and person dies at 100 years age, it's a good thing. God wants you to save you from all the foolishness. He doesn't want you to go through death.
那这里讲的这个假先知呢，就说他把人带领人离开上帝呢，就是离开这个永恒生命的根源，让人进入死亡。这里为什么那么大？
So here the false prophet is trying to, lead the people, from death, from life to death. That's why the penalty was so severe.
那我讲了半天，你说你讲的是圣灵的带领，今天讲了半天还没讲到圣灵的带领。那我现在要讲的就是，有人做梦，先知他做梦啊，或者灵兽什么呢？他会这个神迹奇事呢，会显出来，好像是从神来的，而且呢，这些神迹奇事还会应验。
So you will say, how come I still haven't talked about Holy Spirit yet? So here I'm going to talk about it. So you will see people that they will have revelations, they will have dreams and visions, and things are going to happen according to what they say.
那今天的这个世界，其实好多，你如果不注意的话呢，就是好多先知的声音在那。比如说前一段时间，好多人对一个印度的男孩非常感兴趣，他那个预言说是川普是怎么样怎么样啊，疫情怎么样怎么样，第二波疫情会怎么样啊，2021年还有疫情会怎么样？那好多人都说他很准啊。
So if you have read the news, you will know about this little boy from India. He has a lot of prophecies about the pandemic and what is going to happen to President Trump and stuff like that. And people say, okay, how come his like prophecy is so true? Like everything comes to pass for the things that he said.
那，像这样的这样的情况呢，其实还有很多。你如果读马太福音24章的话呢，你就知道，就是说，耶稣说呢，他说将来呢，假基督、假先知将要起来，显大神迹、大启示，显大神迹、大启示，这好多的神迹其实会出来。
So if you pay attention, you will know there's a lot of prophets like that nowadays. And it's also stated in book of Matthew chapter 24. Jesus said in the end times there will be a lot of false prophets that are gonna arise and to deceive many people.
他们为什么会有这些生机其实会有市场呢？
So
为什么会有
how come?
市场？
So how come there is a market for them? Because of their signs and miraculous signs that they perform.
弟兄姐妹，人的内心渴望着能力，渴望着安全感。教会不能提供的时候，他们就到别的地方。
So brothers and sisters, you have to know that it's a human desires for power for spiritual powers. So when church cannot provide that, they will go outside and to seek from somewhere else.
当然呢，另外一个呢，撒旦看到教会有能力出现的时候呢，他要进到教会来搞红落。那以后我们再讲这个，就是说教会里面也会出现，他不是打着别的宗教的名义，是打着基督的名义在做这些事情。
And also, Satan will enter into a church when a church has this spiritual powers. He will try to destroy that. So they were not using the name of the evil ones, but they were using the name of Christians. The name of the Lord.
那所以呢，当这些东西起来的时候，他说，不能说是假先知，这假基督做梦的，他不是从神来，他就不应验。这里讲得很清楚，虽有应验，而且会应验，有些东西会应验。所以在马太福音24章讲的呢，他说好多东西神迹奇事显出，就是很清楚，好像神迹奇事很大的作为。
So that's why in the book of Matthew chapter 24 it says, these things will happen and it will come to pass. Like signs, miraculous signs is going to be performed, and it will come to pass, but it's going to deceive people.
这些神迹其实不仅仅是讲到，就是说，什么灵界的一个异梦啊、异象啊那种启示呢，包括现在 这种可气的作为也是歧视，对过去人来讲就是一种歧视。这些人呢，他慢慢的人如果进到里面的时候，以这个作为生命的一些引导的话呢，他就慢慢离开上帝。
你能再说一次吗？刚才你说什么可气是什么东西？
科技，science，
哦，科技，科技，OK，科技，OK。So it's not just about signs and wonders, but it also including technologies，是这样子吗？OK。
在这个30年前，这个教会里面有一个先知叫做 Bob Jones，他常常看到异象，将来的事情。他说他看到呢，将来这个中国人在手上拿一个电视机，小小的电视机，那时候这种 smartphone 还没有出来。他说大概是三四十年前，他说那个时候将
对
有
吧？
什么
那就
什么
这
什
样。
么发，就说。就说这种科技呢，发展的一个程度啊，当时七八十年代的人根本就不理解他在讲什么，所以这是将来的生命趋势。
There was a prophet back in the days, maybe 40 years back. Bob Jones, he saw a vision about in the future, a group of Chinese people were holding a tablets in hands, a tablet that looked like a TV. So things like that, people was not able to comprehend back then in the times.
他为什么说是中国人呢？他当时就是看到的是中国人而已，中国人在看着手里面的电视。
So how come he was saying the Chinese? Because that's what he sees in his vision. Group of Chinese holding the thing in their hand.
因为中国人在末世生要来用，特别的来用。
So because the God is going to use the Chinese in the end times.
那。就是说，这种东西也是一种神迹奇事啊！就是手机今天出现在人的手里面，你看你的放开要有，那过去人是不能显现的，怎么你可以手里面拿一个小小的东西就可以看到别的地方的人在活动来动去呢？
So even technology may be like some kind of a miraculous science to a lot of people because you will wonder how come, okay, this small tablets in your hand, you can it enables so many things that you can actually see people from the other side of the world, stuff like that.
好多人就是被这些包括科技的发展呢，占据了他们的内心世界，他们的价值观的改变，后来呢，对神的信心就降低了。
So including technology. So these things have impacted humans' life. So they are withdrawing, like getting further away from the Lord.
某种意义上讲呢，不是科学家是假先知，而是这个。用这些东西的人，这些东西如果我们不小心的话呢，就变成了我们的先知，就在带领我们，假先知就带领我们离开神。
No, I'm saying the inventor of the tablets are false prophet, but I'm saying that people trying to follow the things from on the phones and the tablets become their prophet, their false prophets.
那好多人借着科学的名义呢，他们就要否认神，离开神。他们觉着信神的人呢比较 stupid，信 science 才比较聪明。
So by the name of the technology, they will denounce God, and they will say, "Okay, people who believe in God are dumb and stupid."
我在这个教书，我教学啊，接触过很多人。有一次，一个学生，他在这个我在教书的时候，他来到我的家里面，他看到我书架上有这个希腊文的。圣经希腊文，他说你为什么放希腊文？我说我读圣经啊，研究圣经。他说你是 scientist，why do you study Bible？You are scientist，you are punching your own face。他说你自己打自己的嘴巴。
So I am a tutor, so I have a lot of students. I teach a lot of students. So one of the students who came into my house, and he saw this Greek version of Bibles on my bookshelf, and he asked me, "How come you are trying to learn this?" And then I said, "Okay, I want to learn the Bible. I want to know." And he said, "Okay, you are a scientist. How come you're still trying to know about the Bible? You are punching your own face."
那我就给他讲我的见证， 那第一个呢，就是说好多人他借着科学的名义，那好多人即使他是一个 high school 还没有毕业，学习很差的人，但是呢，他拿 science 来讲，他说你 science 就是不应该信神，那也是我觉得很奇怪。他那时候教的时候是因为他是 high school 没有毕业，来到我这跟前再学习这样的。
So indeed he was a high school, he was still in high school, he actually didn't graduate from high school, and he was trying to get tutor from me so that he can pass high school, but still he's a lot of people like him feel that, you know, like if you are a scientist, you're not supposed to be, you know, pursuing God.
那后来我就给他讲我的见证，后来才知道呢，他的爷爷是一个牧师，他是一个韩国人的后裔，他的爷爷是一个牧师，他们家都非常的虔诚。他说他的爷爷这些都 force him, something happened, he was hurt, 他就受伤害，就离开了教会，他就不信上帝。
是同一个人吗？
也、yeah, 同一个人。
Okay. So this person told me that his grandparents are Christians because something that happened in his life, so he stopped believing in God.
另外一次，我一个房客年纪很大，我说我是信上帝的，他说什么呢？我说你信不信啊？
And also one of my tenants, he was at his well age, so his age, and then I told him that I believe in God and asked him, "Do you also believe in God?"
他说 "I don't believe." 我不不因为我有大学文凭。
And he said, "I do not believe in God because I have a degree."
我当时非常的吃惊。但是后来他才知道我有博士的学位，后来他对我比较尊敬，那时候他说话都是这样， Because I have a university degree. 是白人。
So I was very surprised. Like, I have a doctor degree, but he said he cannot believe in God because he has a, you know, a bachelor degree.
我当时我也没有说什么了，我也没说什么，我就说那当时不太熟悉，后来熟悉了以后呢，我就继续为他祷告。
I didn't say anything much back then, but after getting know more about this, I started to praying for him.
后来我有一次见到他的时候呢，我就按手给他祷告，我就给他祷告，我说祝福他。祷告完了以后，他说 "It's a great positive thinking."
So one time I was laying my hand and praying for him after I finished praying, and he said, "Oh, that's great positive thinking." 是一个很正面的想法看法。
Yeah. Great positive thinking. Anyway, 就是好多的这个 science 这些东西，仍旧撒旦用它来欺骗很多人，这些都起了一个假先知的作用。因为它有很多的神迹奇事在那个地方。就是奇特的东西在那里，让人信服他，对吧
？Sorry, I got this.
The science, 这个科技本身不是假先知，但是呢，好多人撒旦就借着这个呢，开始引导他们离开上帝，就变成了假先知。
So, indeed, so the scientists are not the false prophet, but people are using the statistic findings and knowledge.And you know, like made them into a false prophet. You know, like this kind of things lead them into a wrong path.
所以呢，这里讲到呢，就是说他们，会虽有应验，但是呢，如果他们带领你们离开耶和华我们的神呢，这个人要用石头砸死。什么意思？就是说这不是神的心意，这绝对不是神的心意。
So that's why it says, even though the things that they say came to pass, but this false prophet leading you to a wrong God, a different God, so that means that it's not from God.
今天所以大家要知道，第一个分辨哪个是从神来的，哪个是神的心意，不是神，不在于他应验不应验，不在于他是不是神迹奇事。
So it's not about whether the thing that they say will come to pass. It's not really depending about the signs and miraculous signs that they perform.
所以大家一定要清楚地要知道，我们跟随神的时候，那不仅仅是在寻找神迹奇事，也不仅仅是在寻找应验不应验，这个不能作为一个标准。
That's why it cannot be a standard for you to depend on, you know, a sign, miraculous signs and wonders.
但是弟兄姐妹，话又说回来，神就是会显神迹奇事，也会应验。But
still, God is a miracle God. It's a God of miracles. He will do miracles and signs and wonders.
但是呢，我们要清楚来分辨它，分辨它就是如果这些神所谓的神迹奇事，所谓的异梦异象把我们带领我们，第一个离开耶和华神，第二个离开他的道，啊，这里讲的很清楚，就是说，第一个，你是不是要尽心尽性爱耶和华你们的神？ 第二个，他是不是要带你离开耶和华你生所吩咐你的道？这是分辨的标准。
So we need to have this discernment in us. So first of all, whether you love your Lord with all your heart and with all your soul. Second of all, 第二个是什么？第二个就是离开神的道。 So whether this person is going to lead you into a lead you to the wrong path.
Yeah. 那第一个呢，就是是不是爱主；第二个呢，是不是行他的道。
So first of all, whether this person loves the Lord with all their heart and all their soul, and second of all, whether this person is leading you to a wrong God.
那所以呢，就是说今天呢，当我们在跟随圣灵的时候呢。 会有这样的试探会来临，so
now很多人都会有这样的试探会来临，就是会有异梦异象出来，也有应验啊，觉得很
exciting， 或者是别人讲的，但是呢，我们要去分辨它。So
nowadays a lot of people will have this kind of things happening if they pursue the Holy Spirit, so they will see visions and signs, they will have miracle signs that happening to them, but we need to have this discernment in us.
那所以呢，就是我们在这个过程里面呢，就是我们一定要来明白圣经，就是神的道。所以这里讲到神的道，要尽心尽力的爱神，而且要来行他的道，这是非常重要。就是圣经是一个分辨的根基，要明白他的道。So
that's why we have to have this discernment in us and. The foundation of the sermon is based on the Bible. We have to know the word from the Bible.
那就说，这里面呢，就是我有很多很多的经历，包括这种事情，就是今天也讲不完，可能有机会去一两个例子，就是确实有些东西呢，它会应验，而且就是异梦异象，但是呢，它不是神的心意，我们必须要清楚的来分辨。
So I have a lot of examples like that, but I'm not going to do details today. But I know there are things that visions and dreams, they actually come to pass, but it's not, these things are not from the heart, from God, you know, like it's not pleasing to God.
所以我们在这个整个过程里面呢，就说弟兄姐妹，如果听到这样的声音， 听到外面，我们现在可以接触到很多的讲论，很多所谓的先知，很多所谓，就是我们要去仔细的分辨，他会带领我们更加认识耶稣呢，更加爱耶稣呢，还是他带领我们偏离神的道？
Well, there are a lot of teachings nowadays, so you have to discern whether after you listen to this person, whether you love the Lord even more, or do you love the Lord? You know, like does He lead you away from the Lord?
那如果这些事情发生，他让你越来越喜欢祷告，喜欢读圣经，那就对了。如果说这些东西你越来越追求，发现你越来越不喜欢读圣经，我告诉你，小心。So
if this person make you love the Lord even more, and want so you want to read the Bible more, then it's a good path, it's a good direction. But if this person make you, you know, like you don't feel like reading the Bible anymore, you don't believe the Lord anymore, then you have to pay closer attention.
所以这就是一个方面，就是这个叫做灵界来的启示、异梦、异象，但是呢，不是神的心意。那神呢，非常严肃的讲，这些问题是非常非常严重的。
So this is just one way. Things that are coming from the spiritual realm, but it's leading you to a wrong path, and you have to be very careful. You know, the Lord's punishment is very severe.
今天我们如果电视上看了 YouTube 看了以后，那个印度的男孩看了那些东西，你如果更爱耶稣，他就是一个正先知。
So if you read YouTube and you read the little boy from India, if he makes you love Jesus Christ even more, then he's a true prophet. Then,
如果他的那些讲论让你更加的喜欢读我们的圣经，那他是一个正先知。
So if the thing that he said make you want to read Bible even more, then he's a true prophet.
如果他你带领他，你发现心里有更多的平安啊，更多的这种信心啊，直到你这个你更加爱你的家人，爱周围的人，那哈利路亚。
So if you listen to him, you felt that you have more love in you, you want to love your family, love other people, then it's a good thing. Then he's a true prophet.
如果不是, 也要非常的小心。
But if not, then you have to be very careful of what he says.
事实上圣经上讲得非常的清楚, 以后你读到, 这个摩西五经其他章节的时候呢, 就是神不让人去, 光行线, 不让人去看行线, 行线不是从神来的, 光行线不是从神来，说得清清楚楚。
So if you read the Old Testament, the five books written by the Moses, by Moses, you will know that, the Lord doesn't want us to worship an image. So if image is very
astrology, 就是说你 read the stars, it's not from God.
星象，OK，星象，OK，Yeah，so astrology is not something that you should pursue. It's evil.
所以这要非常的清楚的写在神的话语里面，神不让我们做的，我们不要去做。So
these are things that are clearly written in the Bible. If the Lord doesn't want you to do it, then don't do it.
所以当我们 去做这些东西可能会有应验，但是呢，他们带到一个深渊里面去，离开生命之道。So
if they do these things, even though things might come to pass, but they are going to lead you into a wrong path to death.
我在国内有一个亲戚，因为他家里面讲迷信呢，曾经就是讲去算命，算到说你的大儿子在36岁会死，如果不这样这样做那样那样做的话就会死。
So I remember one of my relatives in China, they were consulting this false prophet. So the person was saying that your son is going to die at age 36 unless you do this, this, and that, that.
最后他的大儿子真的36岁就死掉了。
And indeed, at age 36, his son died.
那最后他们就更加的恐惧，又去找他呢。最后说，你不做这个，你的二儿子在36岁也会死。So
they were so scared. They went back to this person, and this person said, "Oh, if you don't do this, if you don't do that, your second son is going to also die at age 36."
事实上，他的二儿子在36岁也死。And
indeed, his second son died at age 36.
你想呢？这些东西呢，就全家乌烟瘴气。 无用笼罩着，而且非常的恐惧，他们当时的行得去算命。So
they were so scared, like these things were like haunting the house, haunting their family. But still, they are still trying to consult, like the, you know, the false prophet.
感谢主，幸亏这个家里面有另外的基督徒呢，拼命祷告，最后这个老两口在这个去世之前都信主。
So praise the Lord that because there are Christians in the family, they are praying over them. So before the couple passed away, both of them came to believe in Jesus Christ.
事实上，那个算命的说，他的第三个儿子也要在36岁死。
And actually, the person said the third son is also going to die at age 36.
所以他们就拼命去迁祖坟啊，把你想把祖先的尸体要挖出来，要迁到这里，迁到那里。他不做这些的话，怎么是坏事情就发生？那感谢主，因为家里后来的基督徒拼命祷告，第三个儿子没有死。
So they were telling them to move their ancestors' tombs from here to a different place and stuff like that to avoid the death of the third child. But because there were Christians in the family who prayed for them, the third son didn't die. And they never did any of that.
因为这些人传的不是一个平安的福音。
Because those people was not preaching the good news. It's not preaching a message of peace.
但是我们所宣讲的是一个真正的福音，真正的好消息。
But what we are proclaiming is a peaceful message. It's a good news. It's a great news.
所以圣经上讲的，因着耶稣的刑罚，我们得平安。
That's why the Bible says, "By His stripes we have peace."
啊，因着他的所受的这个鞭伤呢，我们得医治。
By His stripes we have been healed.
所以圣经上讲呢，说神的意念，耶和华的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
That's why the Bible says, "His thought is for our good, is not to harm us."
是要叫我们末后有指望。
So that we have hope in the end times.
所以要我们末后要有指望。
So to give us hope in the end times.
不是今天感觉好不好，而是末后要有指望。
It's not how we feel about today. It's about our hope in the future.
所以耶稣也来说，我是世上的光，跟随我的就不在黑暗里面行走。
That's why Jesus said he is the light of the earth, a light of the world. Those who follow in him will not be walk in darkness.
人在黑暗里面行走，他就要半跌；但是跟随我的，要在光明里面行走。
So those who walk in the darkness, they will stumble, but those who walk in me, they will walk in light.
甚至刚才的经文讲，他说：“今天不听我话的人，我也不审判他。我是来不是为了审判而来，我是为拯救而来。”
And just as the scripture has said, "Oh, he is not here to condemn us, not to judge us, but to save us."
他说：“即使我们今天不听他的话，他也不审判。”
So even if we don't listen to him today, but he will still not condemn us or judge us.
他是来拯救我们。
He's here to save us.
感谢主，我们来做一个祷告。
So praise the Lord. Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you. We thank you.
你来是为了拯救我们，不是为了审判我们。
You came to save us, not to condemn us.
主啊，你的恩慈是领人悔改。
So you are trying to help us to repent.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你，给我们众多的机会，即使我们在犯错误的时候，也是让我们有机会来悔改。
Thank you, Lord, for you giving us so many opportunities. Even though we make mistakes, you still give us a lot of chance to repent and to return to you.
我们过去也可能做过假先知。
So even though sometimes we can be a false prophet in the past,
但是你不审判我们今天。
But you are not going to condemn us.
你给我们再次的机会，甚至像保罗一样，他曾经是迫害基督徒的，后来他成为你的使徒。
But you give us new chance, just like what you have been doing to Paul, even though he was a person who persecuting the Christians, but still you give him the chance so that he can return and serve you instead.
谢谢你，你把这些话语写在这里，让我们在末世要有清楚的分辨。
Thank you that you have written your words for us so that in the end times we will have the discernment in us.
不仅仅我们不会落入这种假先知的假骑士的这个网络。
So not only we will not fall into the trap of these false prophets,
更重要的是我们要更好的来跟随圣灵。
Most important is so that we can follow Holy Spirit.
得着从你而来清楚的启示，也得着从你而来胜利的能力。
And also receiving the power from the Holy Spirit and with your leadership and revelations.
来过一个更好的生活，也要来更有效的来创建你的福音。
So that we can have a better life and also to proclaim your name more efficiently and effectively.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.